5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. I'm telling you, if you've got the opportunity, as you're driving home, roll down the windows. You do not need the air conditioning today. It's beautiful. Have the opportunity. Get outside, sit in the yard, or sit in the deck, or even if you're sitting inside, open the windows. Today is the day. Tomorrow, way hotter, much more humid, considerably less pleasant. All right. This final hour, I want us to smile a little bit, because it's been a rough day, hasn't it? I mean, it really has. It's been a rough couple of days. None of this is going away. Let me be very clear. None of it is going away. But I do have a couple of things that I think will put a smile on your face. I mentioned Bill Maher. Jeremy had to go in and cut this up, and I mean, it is still Bill Maher, so there still are some bleeps that are necessary. But Bill Maher, who is a very smart guy, highly educated guy, has a very different view in the year 2025 when it comes to, well, among other things, college. Take a listen to cut number 4 to start.
And finally, new rule: as an Ivy League graduate who knows the value of a liberal education, I have one piece of advice for the youth of America. Don't go to college. And if you absolutely have to go, don't go to an elite college, because as recent events have shown, it just makes you stupid. There are few, if any, positives to come out of what happened in Israel, but one of them is opening America's eyes to how higher education has become indoctrination into a stew of bad ideas, among them the simplistic notion that the world is a binary place where everyone is either an oppressor or oppressed. In the case of Israel, oppressors being babies and bubbas. The same students who will tell you that words are violence and silence is violence were very supportive when Hamas terrorists went on a rape and murder rampage worthy of the Vikings. They knew where to point the fingers at the murdered, and then it was off to ethics class. Now, I recognize that a certain amount of foolishness is expected of college kids, but mixing Jägermeister and tomato juice isn't the same as siding with terrorists. 34 student groups at Harvard signed a letter that said the apartheid regime is the only one to blame, proving they don't know what constitutes apartheid. They don't know much of anything, actually. But it doesn't deter them from having an opinion. They've convinced themselves Israel is the most repressive regime in history because they have no knowledge of history, or even a desire to know it. And actual history doesn't come up in their intersectionality of politics and gender queer identities class.
Interesting, don't you think? Remember, Bill Maher is a liberal. Now, he's not a progressive. He's a liberal. He's a classic liberal in many ways. And I will assert that he's also a libertine. He's not really interested in family stuff. He isn't. I mean, he's not interested in monogamy. He is all on board with do whatever you want to make yourself feel good. But he's not stupid. And he's not crazy. He and I definitely disagree on so much. But all that he is doing here, and we're going to hear a little bit more in a second, all that he's doing in these little clips is calling out some of the true insanity happening right now on college campuses. And he is the product of elite college education. Here's another little snippet. Cut number 5, please.
Now, to be fair, at least 5 of the student groups have rescinded what they signed, saying they didn't read the letter closely. And they promise not to make that mistake again after they graduate and start running the world. But I actually believe them that they didn't read the letter closely. I think they scanned it, said it was blaming Israel, and went back to surfing TikTok. Because college life today is a day spa combined with a North Korean re-education camp. It's a daycare center with a meal plan, except the toddlers can fire the adults. The fact that college presidents, who usually love to speak out about anything, couldn't find their voice to condemn the worst attacks in the Holocaust says a lot about who really controls colleges and why, if ignorance is a disease, Harvard Yard is the Wuhan wet market. Not that colleges didn't always have professors with radical beliefs. I know, I used to sell them weed. But the reason why despising Israel became pretty much a requirement of the American left is colleges, elite colleges, the mouth of the river from which this and all manner of radical left, illiberal, yes, illiberal, nonsense flows. Supporting all black, that is, segregated dorms, segregated graduation ceremonies and orientation programs, which occur on hundreds of campuses, is illiberal. So is the racism against Asian applicants and chasing speakers off of campus. When the First Amendment watchdog group Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression began ranking colleges based on their commitment to free speech and inquiry, Harvard came in dead last. There's only one set of acceptable opinions on campus, and it's policed hard. The old dorm room bull sessions, it's less risky shooting the in Scientology.
I like Bill Maher's comedy. Bill Maher's comedy is based in observation. It is observational humor. Always has been, by the way. It's interesting to see how his perception of things is now perceived itself. I don't think Bill Maher has changed. I have been a Bill Maher fan at this point. It's 40 some odd years. People don't realize that he was on the road as a stand-up comedian decades ago. He's not nearly as young as you think he is. And I remember late at night while my parents were watching probably Carson. That's what everybody watched. And I would sneak out of my bedroom to watch certain comedians, especially those comedians I wasn't really supposed to watch. So I spent many an evening late at night when they were sure I was asleep, peering through the door to watch Buddy Hackett. Now imagine how cool it was when his son and I actually became buddies when we lived in Las Vegas. And watching folks like Bill Maher, who at the time looked himself like a kid. Now Bill Maher has the platform to offer his insights and observations on the matters of the world, if you will. He seems to be pretty spot on, and he has been consistent. I say again. Libertine as well as liberal. Libertine. He has no interest in a serious monogamous relationship. He was Mr. Playboy Mansion. He has been a utilizer of marijuana as long as marijuana has been in any way available to utilize. Somebody described him, what, as, let me see, I just want to get this right, because there was a quote. Somebody said to me, Jeff, he is pro-cannabis. He's not pro-cannabis, he's a stoner, is what he is, and he's always been. It is always 420 at Bill Maher's place. But all of that being said, he really is calling out these colleges and the useful idiots on campus. Lest you think he has come over to our side, I got a few more snippets. Germ, if we've got time, how about cut number six?
John Stuart Mill wrote that he who knows only his own side of the case knows little, to which today's college students respond, he and his are cis pronouns. That commit violence against queer and BIPOC communities, so who cares what John Stuart Mill says, whoever he is. Oh, and Thomas Jefferson was a slaveholder. He might have done some other stuff, but it wasn't on the test. Elite schools should no longer be called elite. Just say expensive. Which may be why they breed a particular brand of detestable graduate, a personality type that does not emerge from Chico State. Sure, they occasionally turn out someone decent, but for every Barack Obama, there are two Josh Hawleys. The former debate team who had no friends, that no one likes today, and yet somehow manages to win a statewide popularity contest. Box-checking brown-nosers who don't actually believe anything except that tricking stupid people's fun. That's why it is so repulsive when they pander for votes from Mama June and the Flat Earthers, because they just hate elitists. Yeah, look at these truck-driving he-men from the tool aisle at Sam's Club. Vivek Ramaswamy, Yale and Harvard. Ron DeSantis, Yale and Harvard. Ted Cruz, Princeton and Harvard. Pat Robertson, George W. Bush, Tom Cotton, Mike Pompeo, Bill O'Reilly, Steve Bannon, Jared Kushner, most of the Supreme Court. There's a special magic that links Harvard types and being utterly face-punchable.
Now, I told you he wasn't on our side, but I think that gives him even more credibility when he calls out the college campus activities. I really do. I really, really do. It is 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Quick reminder, James Riviere text line always available to you, 833-804-1140. I want to take a moment here, bring you up to speed on a couple of things. Some folks hitting me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, what was the organization that Jimmy Galliano mentioned helping out police officers that might be dealing with a legal issue? It is policedefense.org, policedefense.org. Other folks reaching out and asking how they can help Chris Saunders. Chris Saunders, Master Patrol Officer, Master Police Officer with the Richmond Police Department, was injured clearly in the line of duty, in my opinion, and suffered a traumatic brain injury. He's got a long, long, long road ahead of him. Initially, at least, he has been denied workers' compensation. My sincere hope is that that's going to be rectified. I actually put him in touch with my attorney, who handled workers' comp for me. And hopefully she'll be able to get this taken care of and get him what he is rightly deserving. But in the meantime, as he's dealing with that, his wife is recovering from breast cancer surgery. There is a GoFundMe that has been set up. Now, the first time we chatted about it, I think, was last Friday or Thursday. And since then, the amount has doubled. So we got a lot of people stepping up to the plate to help. It's still only half of what the GoFundMe is trying to raise. Now, I personally am not, I'm not involved in the GoFundMe, but the people who have organized it, obviously, are taking that and then doing for Chris and his wife. So you can find that if you go to GoFundMe and look for Chris Saunders, you'll see the story. You'll see how you can donate. Yes, I have donated. And I would urge you to take a look at that, if nothing else. And that's a wrap for Julia and school. Yeah, Saturday was her graduation. It was over at this new, I think it's new, Henrico Sports and Event Center, Virginia Center Commons. that is just crying out for a wrestling event, for a house show. It is the perfect size. I no, seriously, now, Jeremy, you're laughing at me. I am thinking about going and just getting my doggone promoter's license back up and running, putting a show over there, because it's a great space for that. Just old-time wrestling over there would be perfect. But, yes, so Julia has officially graduated, if you will. It doesn't change certain things, and other things it changes completely. It doesn't change the fact that while Julia is 22 years old, she still developmentally is 18 months old and always will be. It does change the fact that she will no longer be inside of the Henrico Event Center, not inside of the Hanover County Public Schools, which I will be forever indebted to for what they've done for Julia. So it's the next step. It's not nearly as easy as we had hoped, and we are praying it is not as hard as we fear. I'll keep you updated. And if you want to see the photos, like the other thousands of people who looked at them, go to Facebook, look for Radio Katz, RadioKatz, Radio Katz on Facebook. It's also there as Jeff Katz, but you're going to have to scroll through 80 other Jeff Katzes. So if you put in Radio Katz on Facebook, you can see all of Julia's graduation pictures, including the most amazing strawberry shortcake, thanks to Laura Sylvester and the Pie Safe Baking Company. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and I'm telling you, it is beautiful weather. Absolutely beautiful. If you have not enjoyed the outdoors today, today's the day. Today is the day to open the windows. It's going down to 50 degrees tonight. You'll probably sleep with the windows open. Get outside this evening. Enjoy a beverage, whether it's on the deck or in the yard, whatever. I don't care. Because starting tomorrow, we do have the 80-plus degrees. I mean, I'm looking at the high temps for the rest of the week. 85 and up, actually. So we are probably going to see, from the looks of it, some days where we are at 90. The humidity is going to be increasing. So all I can say is today's the day. You know that Heidi and I absolutely love the After Hours concert series up at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. We are there all the time, and I look forward to them. Heidi looks forward to them. They've got a number of great acts that are coming in. There's, I don't know if it's a spin-off, but we'll let Matt explain it. But there's this whole collection of kind of throwback tribute stuff going on, and that's going to be at Innsbruck. And the guy behind all of it is Matt Krieger. Matt has put these things together for a number of years. Of course, Larry Krieger, his dad, started it all a long time ago. And I think Larry just got to a point where he said, you know, I'm going to the concerts myself and having some fun. Here you go, Matt. You take care of it. And no offense to Larry, but Matt has done a great job. And yes, he's a friend, and I'm happy to say he's here. Matt, thank you for being here, sir.
Jeff, good to hear your voice again.
Oh, it is great to hear your voice. I love following your travels. I love following the adventures. But man, oh man, we're almost ready to kick this puppy off, aren't we?
We are. We got a new adventure, but a very familiar place. Innsbruck starts back up this coming Thursday with Face to Face, Elton John and Billy Joel tribute.
Wow. Explain what it is that you're doing at Innsbruck, because many of us remember, of course, after hours at Innsbruck, but this has a theme. It's just something totally unique.
Yeah, well, what we wanted to do is we wanted Jeff a nice venue like Innsbruck, convenient for everybody. You got music that everybody knows. I mean, you know, that's just one. You know, right after the June 5th show, we got Eagle Mania. Obviously, that's the best of the Eagles. They're fantastic. We're sticking to every Thursday so people should get that continuity down.
Okay.
Great pricing on the tickets, concessions. You know, we got a Led Zeppelin tribute band, get the lead out Thursday, June 19th. big show July 3rd with the Leg Warmers, an ultimate 80s tribute night. It's just fantastic. Rumors, the Fleetwood Mac band, you might have come out to Chesterfield and seen them last year, but now we got them at Innsbruck. So we're excited, and we're seeing it. The fans are really buying tickets.
I love it. What's the place to visit online for tickets for this series?
So Innsbruck, the website is afterhoursinnsbruck.com, Jeff.
All right, so afterhoursinnsbruck.com, that'll take you. And you said is it every Thursday night?
Yep, every Thursday. We start this Thursday, and we got 17 shows. We run all the way to Thursday, September 25th, and it's just jam-packed. Many people will see familiar names. You got the ABBA tribute band that folks have seen in Doswell and in Chesterfield. The last band on that, you know, Thursday, September 25th is a Journey tribute band, Separate Ways. So it's music that everybody's going to know and like, Jeff.
I love it. You know, I love the fact that it's going to be, it's a strange phrase, but it's going to be comfortable. I'm looking forward to getting back to seeing something at Innsbruck. And then you're talking about all of these bands that are just going to be bringing back such great memories for so many of us. It's feel good any way you slice it.
Well, you know, Innsbruck's all about memories. I mean, folks that have been going and have the ability to go since 1985. So, you know, Innsbruck's been around, and people are very familiar with the place, and we're just happy to be back.
So afterhoursinnsbruck.com, afterhoursinnsbruck.com, everybody should just put it in there. Every Thursday this summer, you need to be over at Innsbruck. What time is everything going to get started there on Thursdays?
So 5 p.m., you know, it's getting kind of near summertime, and we got food vendors, tons of options there. So, you know, come on out. It's not just music. You can eat and drink while you're there.
I love it. Well, eating and drinking is a vital part of listening to music and watching bands, as you know. Tell me about Doswell, though, because you guys are not turning your back on Meadow Event Park. You're just doing even greater concerts up there than you did last year.
Yeah, we're definitely not turning our back on Doswell. That's the big concert venue with a much larger production and some huge names. We start June 14th with Young Gravy. Then we get into a country swing of things. June 27th, we have Jake Owen and Uncle Cracker, great double bill. Friday, July 11th, Darius Rucker. July 18th, Russell Dickerson. July 26th, Billy Currington and Kip Moore.
Wow. I love that. Now, you know, I'm still wowing over Uncle Cracker because he has just been a favorite of mine for a long time. Is he, well, this is, just tell me off the record, he's not the opener, is he? Is it like a co-headline? What's the deal there?
So it's like a co-headline, and it's funny you say that, Jeff. I know we're not too far apart in age, but
right.
You know, I'm a fan of Uncle Cracker, too, so it's always icing on the cake when you have an artist that you like that you've booked. But, yeah, I mean, great lineup there, and, you know, another familiar name. I have to throw this one out there, Foreigner, July 11th.
Did you say Foreigner?
Foreigner, yes, sir.
Wow. Okay, so that's July the 11th. Now, these tickets, I want to remind everybody, up there at Meadow Event Park in Doswell, there are boxes, there are general admission seats. Is it too late for people to pick up, like, a season ticket? Is that already closed out?
So the seats for the reserve seating, which is, you know, those fans that just love to be as close to their famous favorite artist, those season passes are sold out. The general admission lawn season pass, that'll go probably on sale for another month or two.
Okay. Excellent. Remind everybody, if you don't mind. Well, first of all, let me remind everybody, Matt Krieger is here, and Matt is the guy who does After Hours concerts, a whole great series every Thursday this summer, starting this Thursday over at Innsbruck with these wonderful tribute bands, bringing back some great memories, and then up at Meadow Event Park in Doswell, some of the, as you said, bigger production and other names, Foreigner and some other things. Just remind everybody about what is available in Doswell, because this, at least for me, this is not just the concert. This becomes a great night out. I mean, I'm out of the dating scene, obviously, but it's a good date night for my wife and myself. I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, everything's on our website at afterhoursconcertseries.com. You want to buy a show ticket, you have to have one of those, but we have plenty of upgrades that you can buy, you know, after you get to the checkout. And, you know, they're from, you know, maybe $45 additional to a little bit more expensive with the Skybox option. But, you know, everything is fitting for what you want. If you want a full dinner included in your upgrade price, you go with the price of your option of the Skybox. You have that exclusivity. You got your bathrooms right there. You got your bar right there. You know, drinks are included in that upgrade price in the Skybox. And if you want to just have, you know, a box to yourself where you can pay for everything at the bar that's in the box, you go with a GA Garden upgrade or a Party Porch upgrade.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. InnsbruckAfterHours.com for the events over at Innsbruck, InnsbruckAfterHours.com, and give us the website for Doswell one more time, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, Jeff. It's AfterHoursConcertSeries.com.
AfterHoursConcertSeries.com. Well, Matt, once again, I think you've done it. You will be thoroughly exhausted by the time, what'd you say, September 25th rolls around. But in the meantime, keep hustling, because it's just great lineup again. And I'm looking forward to seeing you both venues, and just shaking your hand and saying thank you for hitting it out of the park one more time. I don't know how you do it, but every year you do it.
Thanks, Jeff. It takes a lot more hands than just me. A shout out to the volunteers, public safety, and private security. But always good to hear you. I look forward to seeing you again, my friend.
Same here. Thank you, Matt. Tell your dad I said hi. That is Matt Krieger from the After Hours Concert Series, afterhoursconcertseries.com. That'll take care of everything for Meadow Event Park in Doswell and then Innsbruck After Hours. This is a nice, cool addition. I got to tell you that. It really is. To have these tribute bands, and they're all tribute bands with names that you know. That to me is one of the great parts of this. And you know as well as I do that one of the great throwback bands in our area, I don't think they mind me saying throwback bands, is Leg Warmers, right? They're out and about all the time. I did not nominate them for the Best of Richmond, though. I hope they're not upset, but I nominated the English Channel. Because that's Dr. Bob Quarles, Julie Quarles, the whole shebang over there. They're great people, and I've actually seen them many, 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 many times, and I love what they do. They do really some incredible work. If you've not seen them, in fact, you know what? Here I am. I'm just mentioning my friends, Bob and Julie, but I'm on their website right now, theenglishchannel.com, theenglishchannel.com. I think they've got a list. And if they don't, I'm going to be very embarrassed. Okay, my mistake. All right, I'm just going to mention my friends again. Oh, no, there it is. All right, Bob Quarles, Julie Quarles, Marion Hodges, Richard Coles, Buzzy Lawler, Bobby Rico Antonelli, and Dave Garner. That's what they got listed on the site. I have no idea where you will see them next, but I can tell you this. If you are participating in the Best of Richmond competition, because we only have, 2 days left for nominations? Yes, I continue to ask you, so I don't have to ask you in the future. Nominate The Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show. And then, yeah, go ahead. Nominate The English Channel as the best local band. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I should have mentioned to Matt Krieger. He should try and get the Bangles here. Honest to goodness, I don't even know if they still perform together. But if they did, I would pick them up at the airport. No, I would. Well, because I'm that sort of a guy. Come on now, Germ. I'm just friendly, helpful sort. That's kind of what I like to do. I miss them. All right, a lot of great stuff that we have been dealing with. We got a lot more stuff coming up tomorrow. Joe Moreno is going to be here. Joe is, I hope you recall, former federal prosecutor. And he's going to take us through the process for what is unfolding as we speak out in Boulder, Colorado. It was so ugly. So ugly. And I got a text last night. Rich Herrera, who I hope you know by this point, hosts Richmond's Morning News. Rich texted me, said, "Hey, are you watching the news?" And I was not. I was not watching the news. I was actually feeding Julia. Heidi had I had already dropped Heidi off at the airport. She was on her way for a little bit of R&R, that being rock and roll. And she is, as we speak, in Liverpool. And apparently there was some, I don't know, some sort of a musical gang that came out of Liverpool. But anyway, that's where she is. She's in Liverpool. And, you know, doing whatever you do in Liverpool. I don't know. But long story short, I was feeding Julie. That's my point. And Rich texted me and said, "Hey, are you watching the news?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, there's this whole thing about Colorado." I said, "Yeah, okay." You know, we're sort of texting back and forth. I'm feeding Julia. I'm hoping he's eating dinner because it's around dinner time. But it was very nice, quite frankly, to get the text from him and to understand his concern. For me, it's very personal. It is. It's a very personal situation when I see Jews being attacked. What can I tell you? I take it personally. So I was listening to some of the details. I just wasn't watching the news. And it's bizarre because we have a Jewish holiday at the moment called Shavuot. And it is marking 7 weeks after Passover, you know, 7 weeks. We're counting the Omer, which is this measure of grain. And it's 7 weeks, or seven, yeah, right, 7 weeks and plus a day. So it's 50 days. Now, if that sounds familiar, you might be looking at something called Pentecost. There's, you know, some similarities here. But we've got Shavuot. And like all good Jewish holidays, they involve food. For Shavuot, we are all about dairy. God help you if you are a lactose intolerant Jewish person right about now. You are not happy because Shavuot, there's ice cream, there's blintzes, there's cheesecake. There's cheesecake with cheese. There are blintzes with sour cream. And so I had this whole thing where I was going to try and explain, as sometimes I do on this program, what was going on, right? That's kind of what I thought I'd be talking about a little bit today, maybe dive a little bit more into Shavuot and how you might see it if you are a Christian and you say, well, wait a minute, now this whole counting in 50 days, I mean, Pentecost means 50, and yeah, I got it. And instead, here I am in 2025 in the United States of America talking about what is, to me, pretty clear, an act of terrorism, Jew hatred via terrorism, and the chief of police in Boulder, Colorado, yeah, he's not quite sure if it's terrorism. He doesn't know. This disgraced Andrew McCabe is on CNN and telling them, well, you know, we don't want to say it's terrorism. I understand restraint. I do. And I understand the role of the FBI in particular, say, well, we're going to investigate this and this and this. But when something is so abundantly clear, don't you have an obligation to tell people the truth? I would think so. I really would. I would think you have an obligation to tell people the truth. This morning on Newsmax television, I thought, because it had been booked a while ago, that I would be discussing some of the stuff in Congress, and I don't know, whatever else. Yeah, just a little back and forth. Instead, the other guest is somebody who is really, in many ways, providing aid and comfort and cover for the worst people. He was talking about how Donald Trump was destroying the First Amendment. I thought, well, number one, that's not true. But even if it were, are you explaining away a guy who set innocent people, including this Holocaust survivor, on fire? Come on, dude. Give me a flipping break, will you? So it's been an interesting day. And, you know, if you want to know more about Julia, you know me. I can't help myself. I guarantee I'll be talking about Julia at some point. But it was an interesting weekend. What can I tell you? That's what I can tell you. All right. Now, that being said, Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, good buddy, is going to be here tomorrow. He'll talk about this process and why the feds will be taking the lead on this. First thing tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I would urge you to please be listening to Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News. Great stuff there. And if you missed his chat with Colette McEachin, oh, good Lord, go to WRVA.com. Take a listen to it. Listen to anything that you listen to today. WRVA.com. Have a fantastic evening. Honestly, get out and enjoy this. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.